Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yeah. People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Your pleasure to have you. 855 Real Joe. That's like you're taking a swig just before I go in the air. No, it's not vodka whiskey. It's iced coffee, actually. You don't drink hot coffee when it's 100 gazillion degrees out. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That way there, you're not part of the problem. Pardon me, I'm still choking a little bit. All right, let's push through this thing. Anyway, you know, don't you love this? I love what's going on in D.C. right now with Manchin and the rest of them. You have economists all over the place, left and right, economists, saying that this inflation, anti-inflation bill, not going to be anti-inflation at all. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, what is this? This has got to be a friend and family kind of scenario for the Democrats. This has to be, somebody's getting something out of this. Has to be. Now, we all thought she was going to be a real whack and a few others, too. And, you know, Democrat Senator Sinema, she proposed changes to the Democrats' tax and spending bill. We'll see what happens. In a letter sent to the House and the Senate leadership, 230 economists, they argued that the Infrastructure Reduction Act is expected to contribute to skyrocketing inflation. It's not going to... Look, they've been doing this forever. They do not know how to fix this. They try to get you to believe they do, but they have no clue on how to fix this economy. And if you look at you go to the days of LBJ, Jimmy Carter, and now this president, or lack of president, whatever you want to call him. Again, 230 economists say this is going to work. Shouldn't he stop? A true president, a true leader would go, oh, okay, maybe we're missing something here. Let's bring in these economists. Let's find out what we're not seeing. But then that would be an admission of failure. Remember, this is the party of non-responsibility. It's never their fault, and they don't do anything wrong because they never apologize for anything. Right? The Economist wrote in a letter first obtained by the local news source that the U.S. economy is at a dangerous crossroads. We don't want to hear that word, right? I mean, anyway. The dangerous cross, and an ineptly named Inflation Reduction Act of the 2022 would do nothing of the sort. Instead, it would perpetuate the same fiscal policy errors that helped start this whole thing. Joe Manchin, he announced last week that he reached an agreement with the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, on the $739 billion reconciliation package after more than a year of negotiations. The experts point to the $433 billion of proposed government spending, which they argue would create immediate inflation. All right. The reason for it is it would create immediate demands while the supply side is still having problems. It would hike taxes. Remember, you hike prices because there's more of a demand for this stuff. More prices, higher prices, higher taxes. And then why would investors invest in these products that people can't get? Look, I don't even have a degree in economics. We have enough of those people on. I take notes. I listen. I don't always get it right. Like I said, I'm not a financial genius. Anyway. God bless. In addition to the bill's prescription drug provisions would impose price controls that threaten healthcare innovation. Look, here's the thing. Every time some of this medication is out of control. I agree with you. I got it. You won't get a fight from me. But when you really clamp down on them, right, in certain ways, why would they do any research and development? Why would they spend the money on it? These loopholes, I think pharmaceutical companies overall, from a financial standpoint, are evil. But I mean, if you want to really get down to brass tacks, they do create products that save lives. Do they not? So it's a real fine line there, but still, they need to have the latitude to spend the money they need to spend to do this research and development. To make sure that they have the ability to find drugs that will help you. A few of the notable signers include Nobel laureate Vernon Smith, former chair of the Council of Economic Advisors, Kevin Hassett, former director of the Office of Management and Budget, Jim Miller, Robert Heller, former president of the Federal Reserve. You know, you look at this stuff and you say, most of the people that Joey B. has surrounded himself with don't even have experience in the area that they've been put in charge of. Pete Buttercheeks, look at him. He couldn't even fill potholes in his city. And they made him director of transportation. Really? So we'll see your host. Yeah. Zoe joins me after the break. Be back in a minute.
On gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS for a $5 bonus.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance.
insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. See, that was music. Not that there isn't music today, and I'm the old fart in the room, but that was music. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's just bring him on because I have so much fun with him. Zoe, Alfonso Rachel joins me every week to, he's the host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, the co-host of SoulFoodRadio.net. It'll be back on the air soon, I promise. Yeah. What are you dancing? There's no dancing. This is radio. We don't dance on radio.
That's what radio's for, man.
Make you boogie.
Oh, God. So, anyhow, you know, just a lot of crazy and good things happening out there. I mean, seriously, I watch what's going on in the news, and I guess we're going to become a, you know, socialist nation. I don't know what to say. So, well, hey, you'd be proud of me. I was, last week, I was with a couple of pastors, okay, and we had a congressman with us, and they were questioning his vote of approval, if you would, on the recent, I don't know, what was it, the Marriage Whatever Act, and it codified, it really didn't, but they believed it codified gay marriage. And so they were talking to him, and he was explaining to them, and finally he said, did any of you read the bill? They said no. All of them said no. And I'm thinking, isn't that the same question you ask your parishioners? Did you even read the Bible, right? I mean, don't they should be doing that, right? So they don't read the bill. And he said, look, the bill had biracial marriage in it. If I had voted no on the bill, then I voted against biracial marriage. And the left is good at that. They're great at putting these little firecrackers, little bombs in these bills that you can't get them removed. They won't allow you to. So I looked at him and finally said, I have two things. So what would you have done? I mean, give an answer here. What would you have done? How would you have justified a no vote on this? And number two was, I said, you realize this is our fault. And he looked at me confused. I said, you guys from the pulpit are not teaching or preaching what they should be doing. Most churches teach you shouldn't be involved in politics. So you put him out there alone and naked, and now you're mad at him for not doing what you want them to do, and he had absolutely no support. I didn't make any friends, though.
Oh, man, but you got a friend in Jesus, man, and that's...
that's the only friend I need. I don't care about any others.
Man, you know, and the irony, man, like I said, the irony, you got these Democrats out there who are doing stuff like this. They're the ones who made the anti-miscegenation laws in the first place.
No.
They're the ones who made it illegal for binational people to be married. We're not supposed to have marriage licenses. You know, we don't need a license from the state to get married. We're not supposed to have that. But as it is, they made it to where people had to have licenses, and then if a binational couple wanted to get married, they would withhold the license, right? Now you got homosexuals leaning on the Democrat Party to make it legal for them to be married, and have the nerve to say, well, you know, there was a time when interracial people weren't allowed to be married. It's like, you guys are pulling for the party who made it that way.
Well, you and I have talked about this a million times. They are not self-aware. They have no clue as to what rolls off their tongue, do they?
Oh, man, right? they are, you know, as the saying goes, if they didn't have double standards, they wouldn't have any standards at all. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how they're very selfish. They're very self-focused.
Yep.
But they're really, as you say, they're just not aware of the symptom of hypocrisy that comes out of their self-focused, selfish, self-righteous disposition.
Well, these people, and listen, just show you how demented they actually are. Let me ask you, did you ever hear anything like this before? This is Whoopi Goldberg, the Right Reverend Whoopi Goldberg, talking about God today. Check this out.
Smart enough to know when it was...
All right, hold on. Start from the beginning.
God made us smart enough to know when it wasn't going to work for us. That's the beauty of giving us freedom of choice.
No.
Yes, because I know my relationship. You know, my relationship is always choppy. With God. It's always choppy.
With God?
With God, always, because I have a lot
of
questions.
You. You're his favorite.
I have no doubt, but I also know that God made me smart enough to know that if there are alternatives out there that can work for me, I will investigate them. But I also know God said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I will not make that decision for anybody.
What about the life in the womb? You know, I will say this, that life has a plan and a purpose designed by God. I don't believe there's any circumstance where we should give the death penalty to an innocent life.
I love that you feel that
way. That's why I brought this towel.
It's great.
For all of you, just if you want to say this, because we're not.
So, God made you smart enough. Well, actually, dumb enough not to be able to use a condom, but dumb enough not to be able to sleep with a guy that's not going to marry you or whatever, but smart enough to be able to come up to decide to have an abortion or not. I can't, look at dude, you can't hit me in the head enough with a hammer to make me that stupid.
That's whoopee grade stupid, right?
Yeah.
Man, and then she's going to try to draw on scripture to say that I believe in doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. Okay, so you're okay with somebody taking you and ripping you apart? It's like because you're okay with ripping a kid apart in the womb. Would you want that done to you? Well, I mean, I guess it's a little late now, but they're okay with abortions after a kid is born now. So she can't use that excuse.
No, but here's somebody. Probably doesn't even know where the Bible is. You know, if she touched it, she would know. She might burn her hand. I don't know. But but don't you love how these lefties who really want nothing to do with God, you know, she screams about separation of church and state all the time. Mm-hmm. And then here she is. She's going to throw out a scripture all of a sudden that truly has nothing to do with what she's talking about. Absolutely nothing. And yet they're all plotting her. All those Bible-loving people, and she sounds so eloquent, yes, do unto others, as, you know, God gave it, it's like, stop, just stop it, before God strikes you with lightning. See, this is, when I tell my Christian brothers and sisters, I always say to them, look, this is proof that God gives you choice, right? You ain't going to stop an abortion with the law. We just saw this. You're not going to stop people from getting abortions just because you changed the law. Isn't that what happened with the Ten Commandments? The law didn't make people change.
Right.
It's evil in the heart. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip, or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI director is identifying violent crime as a growing problem and a top priority for the Bureau.
During a Democratic-led Senate hearing, Christopher Wray cited a recent wave of deadly mass shootings in the United States. He calls it devastating for affected communities. Wray was also pressed on the status of the Hunter Biden laptop investigation. Historic flooding has devastated entire communities in eastern Kentucky. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says people have raised a lot of money for relief.
Team Eastern Kentucky Flood Relief Fund, as of this morning, 24,100 donations for $3,426,962.96. First payments have already gone out.
37 people have been confirmed dead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Double Senior Host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Girls. I love that music. You know, the big band music, the swing, that was music. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have with you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me bring on the music man himself, Zoe. Alfonso Rachel joins me, great musician, and he's also the host of the Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study, the Zoloft, Zopian Den, and co-host of SoulFoodRadio.net. And you know what I love? I love stand-up basses. Love them. You know? And,
right.
Yeah, come on. Even the dudes that play them, like, they're really into what they're doing. They're so happy.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Right. I always joke and say you can tell a good band when everybody's smiling and having a good time.
Yeah, I got a buddy, man, who plays upright bass, man. He works that thing. My dude, Johnny David, man, up in he's there in California, in the Oxnard area, man. And he's got projects that he does, and he plays the upright bass. Handle it, man, like a boss.
Yeah. Well, I always enjoyed the, I shouldn't say this because you get a big head, but I always enjoyed the bass players when I played. Because it was like we were the two outcasts, right? The drummer and the bass player are the two outcasts. We're kind of carrying the beat, but we're really not out front. Except in Earth, Wind, and Fire. He's out front.
Yeah.
And he's having himself a good time.
Yes.
So.
Birdie White, man.
Yeah. I forgot where I was. See, I got so excited about what we were talking about. I forgot where I was, but anyway.
Earth, Wind, and Fire concert.
Yeah, I could do that. My very first concert was Earth, Wind, and Fire in Chicago. That was
nice.
So cool. That was really cool. I could have done that or BTO, Bachman Turner Overdrive. And I went, they're not musicians. I'm going Earth, Wind, and
Fire. Take good care of my business.
Oh, come on. Every one of their songs had the same, like, three or four chords to it. Give me a break. Okay. So, now you're taking me off task here. Where was I? Oh, yeah. So, you know, talking about Whoopi Goldberg and the crew over at The View, the lost crew at The View, and I think this is hilarious, though, that these people who, you know, you and I were talking during the break and a little bit during the last segment, it's like, people who don't believe in God, who don't believe in a higher power, who don't believe in this stuff, what's their basis of decision? They decide what God is. They decide what he looks like. They decide if he's a he. They decide what's right or wrong, right?
Totally,
I mean, she says her relationship with God is choppy. It's very choppy. If she thinks that God's good with abortion. I mean, Elizabeth Hasselbeck was on with them, and she said, but God says he knew you. He had a plan for your life. How do you deal with that? She just blew it off because she had no clue whether that's really in the Bible or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And but think of the influence that Whoopi has over not just the women there, but the women all around. And where are our influencers? Where are the ones that say they love God in our group, in the conservative movement, the Republican movement, the God movement, if you would? You don't hear them speaking out like this anywhere.
Well, I mean, some are trying to speak out. That's true. We're trying to, but there's so much. We're basically speaking out in enemy territory where they have control over the means of where we can speak out, and basically keep you in the shadows. It's also, I guess, a bigger question is where is the support and where is the pushback?
Okay.
To say that, hey, you know what? We need our voices heard, and we're going to, like, work that share button until it smokes. We're going to do what we can to not just make another social media platform, but also there needs to be a search engine. You pull up, if you go to any search engine, anything that you want to pull up, you're going to get the left-wing narrative first, until you're going to get so much of it that you don't even bother scrolling anything else. Cause it's like,
oh, no, I always go right to page 8. I skip all the garbage in the first 10 pages,
Right. But for most people who don't really know it better, they don't really know that there's another perspective. And they just go on there, and that's what they're going to get. So, the support for those who actually have a kingdom-first message, and a kingdom-first message that comes along that pulls a conservative message behind it. It's almost like you have two, you either get one or the other. You got a lot of conservatives out there who really don't care about the biblical message. Too many of them don't. And then on the other hand, you have a lot of the church, but they really don't, they try to keep the political aspect of it separate, which you can't do. The thing is that these people don't understand. They'll try to say that God is above politics and all that sort of stuff. God is the first policy writer, right? And there are laws. And people's desires and things like that, they will try to make it legal, whether it's abortion or drugs or gay marriage. If they have a desire for it, they're going to make it political because they're going to want it to be legal. So you can't get away from it. But when you have people with a consistent message that is kingdom-led, that is in front of anything else, those are the people that unfortunately often get the shaft.
No, totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. We look at what's happening all around the place. Like, the craziest show, I wrote a piece 8 years ago about revelations when God says, when right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right, right? When things get spun around. And you're looking today, and even some of these old-timers, when I tell them some of the stuff that's going on, they scratch their head. They're like, that's not right. You can't do that. I go, oh, yeah, they are doing it. Right? You have a Christian university right now that's in a battle with D.C., with Washington, over the fact that they're hiring, and their letters when they hire, their letters of acceptance of a possible candidate for employment, say right in them that they adhere to biblical principle. That the principles of the Bible, what they use to hire, fire, and what they do. So, now you have a gay couple that's suing the college because they find it offensive that the college won't accept them for who they are, right? Because God accepts them for who they are. God made them. God loves them, and the church should love them too. And I'm going, wait a minute. You signed, does it mean anything that you put your name on a piece of paper? You signed a letter that said, I understand. I have to adhere to Christian principles. Maybe they have a different Bible. I don't know. Confused.
Yeah, that's usually how that works. It's like people who want to go ahead and write in their own scriptures or write out their own scriptures and stuff like that. And, they got a case of that Whoopi Goldberg, man, where they can go ahead and, shape God on their own. Even though it's a commandment, not to, make any sort of graven image, of anything above, anything below, anything that you would try to assume is a God – You're not supposed to create a graven image of it. And that's what these people are trying to do, make a god in their own image or make a god that they can shape, you know, and stuff like that. And no, it doesn't work that way.
No, it's almost like if it makes me feel bad, then it can't be what God wants for me. Right?
Uh-huh.
It depends on what God you're talking about, but our God, you know, you're going to feel bad when you do stuff that isn't right for you, that he doesn't want you to do, that he hasn't lined up for your life, if you would.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know when you go, right? You know when you're going down a different road.
Right, right. Or at least you should have. But, hey, you know, I was telling you about those videos of where they're showing people how to perform an abortion at home. And there's another video where this woman is teaching how to basically abort your child before an altar. You make an altar for your. So it's like, what do you need to make an altar for? I thought you guys, your argument has been that the baby's not human. It's not a person. So why would you create an altar? Why would you advise this person to either cremate the baby or how you're going to perform a burial, how you're going to perform this ritual and how
point.
To do it? Yeah, it's like, why would you? But she's basically advocating for abortion, and these are the steps that you're going to take for your spiritual well-being and your comfort. It's like, what do you need to be comforted for? If it wasn't a human being that you got rid of, you don't need to be comforted. You don't need any sort of counseling or some sort of emotional support animal or anything like that for what you just did. We've always known, right? At least when we came to the Lord, we've known that what you're doing is child sacrifice.
Wow. You know, I was just thinking while you were talking, I did a story about 4 or 5 years ago. I don't want to call it a fad, but one of the things I didn't know that happened on a regular basis, Christians especially do this, when a baby is stillborn, or even dies in a womb where, you know, there's times when the mom still has to give birth, they bury the baby. They name it, and they bury it. And I never knew that. Maybe I took it for granted. Maybe I never really gave it a second thought. But there was this psychiatrist that was talking about how this completes the cycle for the parent. I mean, that parent had a baby. That parent had a child that died. And they had to finish the grief process. Yet I found articles from that same person that talked about abortion and how that helps a parent or a potential parent get on with their lives, and she helps them deal with that grief. So I guess in one light, it's not a baby, and in another light, it is a baby, and I'm thoroughly confused. And I didn't even pay the $80,000 to get confused. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict the stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
To have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, it's really being, you know, part of the solution, part of the conversation, if you will. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Keep saying it. Get involved. Get engaged. Right? Have a clue. Let me bring him back on. I always appreciate my time with Alfonso Rachel. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. Hey, where do they get some of your great music that you love to play?
Oh, man, that would be at bronzeserpentmedia.com. Hit that Sledge X tab. Come rock out with us. We rock the gospel there.
And you won't have to worry about any of those, you know, controversial comments. Like, you know, I guess there were some singers this week. Beyonce was one of them. She had to pull back one of her terminologies in her song. They wanted her to change it because the cancel culture was very upset about what she had to say. So I don't. What did she call it? Spazzing out. Right? So apparently spazzing out refers to somebody having an epileptic fit, and that's putting down somebody. Well, I never thought of it that way as a kid. We used that term all the time in the 70s. You know?
Yeah. I remember that you can't say brainstorm anymore.
Oh, no, all the stuff you can't say.
Yeah,
well, we
yeah.
can say it, but they can't.
But,
you know?
But you mean the high priestess of woke is getting is getting a little taste of cancel? And by the way, her latest album, I think it's tanking, man.
Oh yeah, yeah, and they'll blame it. Watch this. They'll blame it on the cancel cult, not on the cancel culture. They weren't careful enough with the word. But yet, you look at what is it, Top Gun 2, right? Mm-hmm. It is breaking all kinds of records, all kinds of box office records. The left is going out of their minds. They can't believe how well it's doing because there's no social media squishies in there, right? There's no social justice anything. They make those pilots responsible for what they're doing or not doing. I mean, no, it's only a movie, but it's still great. It's great to see that because it's like, yeah, sure, nobody wants patriotism. Right. you know, Nichelle Nichols died, I think, was it last week? Mm-hmm. And you weren't on the show, but I was watching some of the comments. Mm. And here's what was really sad to me. Some of the comments that were on, like, Twitter and Facebook, they weren't, like, nasty, but they were like, so what, a sci-fi star dies, right? Whoopi ding, these people can't let go of their past, you know, us old farts, can't forget the old shows kind of thing. And they go, you know what, you guys are idiots. This woman broke so many, what do they call them, glass ceilings, if you would, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about what they did on that show. I'm not totally into the underlying tone of the show, but if you think about everything, you know, the first interracial kiss, you know, one of the first women co-stars on a show like that, you can go right down the whole list of things that she did, and yet the kids of today, and I'm going to call them kids because I don't even care if they're 25 years old, they're acting like kids, don't realize what she went through to get where she went through. What do you say?
Yeah, and the funny thing is that this generation wants to talk about being social justice warriors and so conscious and aware of you know, the racial strife and all that sort of stuff. And Nichelle was actually right in the middle of it. What the people are dealing with today, they're imposing this stuff on each other and trying to redeem themselves in some sort of struggle that they're subjecting themselves to, but they don't really know anything about it. And Nichelle, you know, Nichols, one in the role that she played that was a total departure from usually the roles that blacks got and black women. So on the female front and on the black front, Nichelle was like, you know, it makes her an American icon in that sense. You know, and she wanted to give up the role, and even Martin Luther King's like, no, you don't give up that role. Don't give up that role. That's this. You don't understand how important. What is it? Because if not, you're just going to take a role. And she has, like, other roles. I've seen her in movies like Truck Turner, where she played a typical thug, you know? Yep. And it's like, you know, okay, no, Star Trek was a good fit for you. And it's like, you're elegant, you're intelligent, you're effective on that show. Yep. And these people today try to say that it's no big deal. They don't know what they're talking about, any more than they know what they're talking about with any other social justice warrior stuff that they claim to know what they're talking about with.
They have no clue. They just have no clue. All right. So there's a scene, I had forgotten about this scene, and there's a scene in one of the, so I realize this is really ridiculous, so don't laugh too hard, but Abraham Lincoln, they find him floating around in space or something like that. They bring him on deck, and they're going through some things, and I want you to listen to this, and I want you to listen to her response. I realize it's a scene, I realize it's written, but think of the mindset of the day from some of these people.
Bless me.
Excuse me, Captain Kirk.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Scott.
The charming negress. Oh, forgive me, my dear. I know that in my time some use that term as a description of property.
But why should I object to that term, sir? You see, in our century, we've learned not to fear words.
May I present our communications officer, Lieutenant Uhura? The foolishness of my century had me apologizing where no offense was given. We've each learned to be delighted with what we are. The Vulcans learned that centuries before we did.
It is basic to the Vulcan philosophy, sir. The combination of a number of things to make existence worthwhile.
Yes. Philosophy of Nome, meaning all.
So think about that. I mean, there's a lot you could unpack with that. right? I mean, here's what they were hoping for the 60s. We were working towards that, not because of Star Trek, but just because of life in general. And now we're back to being offended with everything.
Indeed, man. But there's a dichotomy with that, though. when we talk about, like, he uses the term Negress, right? And I'm assuming that I haven't seen the script, but when he says that, I don't know if he's spelling that N-E-G-R-E-S-S as if to say that she's a female Negro, which I guess would be Negra, right? Or if he's calling her an N-word res, right? See, now let's say if he's saying Negro in a feminine way, then that's not offensive because Negro just means black, right? I'm a Negro, right? But if he's saying N-I-G, well, actually, that is offensive. And the reason why it's offensive, Joe, is because it's not just a word. It's a word that comes with the legality of making black people second-class citizens. You don't have the right to vote. You are property. You don't have the right to serve in the military. You don't have the right to be educated. You don't have any rights. You're property. And the title that is used for a person with that bestowed on them is the N-word. It's legal for me to call you an N-word and everything else that I want to deny you of. That is something that is with black people. Right. So that's why it's not like it's just a word. And the problem is that when people assume that it's okay to say the word, look at what has happened. Our music is flooded with it. I mean, just the other day, I saw a couple of white kids with a boombox going down the street, walking by, and they're playing some rap music, and it's just N-word this and N-word that.
Wait, they had a boombox go down. Go back to 1973 or something?
Hey, it's back in style, baby. You know, it's back in style, you know?
God.
I used to carry around my boombox, too. But they're walking around. And then they're going to have, and now while you have black people making music, talk about kill the N-word song, white people go around playing the same music, and then you want to turn around and call white people racist. And it just never stops. I mean, even Richard Pryor, man, who used the N-word like he made money every time he said it, which he did, even came to a point where he was like, dude, there's no reason to say this word. There's no redeeming value to it. I am not going to say this word anymore. It hurts us.
I was not aware of that.
Yes, Richard Pryor himself. But, of course, Richard Pryor was basically pressured into saying it again, right? Because, hey, it's you know, for some stupid reason, a lot of blacks want to say the word. But Richard Pryor's like, no, knock it off, you know, because there's no good reason to say it. And like I said, it's affirming. When you call somebody the N-word, when you say the N-word, you're basically saying you are. And if you call like a person of another color, N-word, like people say, well, there's white N-words. No. What you're saying is that that white person is as low as a black person. Nobody says the N-word calling somebody else the N-word without thinking about a black person.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give you that. If I want to take the purity of the scene and what was trying to be portrayed here in my mind, okay, is the fact that They're going to the old, look, will the words be so offensive that I have to strike out at you? Will the words be, here's a man who's obviously ignorant, doesn't really understand, this is a new century, I didn't realize it's a script, but do you stop and think about the person? I know a white woman from Georgia, an old woman, and she had used the N-word several times, so somebody turned around and said, look, I know you grew up with that word, and it wasn't, you don't see it as a negative thing, you just see it as separating out whatever, but it's not. It is a negative word, and it's not a word you should use. And it truly was, what's the word I want to use? Cultural. Do you know what I'm saying? She really loved black folks, but she didn't understand. She did not understand.
Right.
We're out of time, but we could do two more hours on this, but we should do it some night. Just talk about some of those things where there are people that are ignorant, and there are people that are hateful. I think it's two different things. Anyway, we're going to get you music quick.
RonSurfingMedia.com, Zoloff, Zopie Dim, Sledge X.
Go buy from him, not Beyonce.